Welcome to another edition of Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. I want to talk to you today about the joy of grandchildren. For the past 5 days, my wife and I have had two of our three grandchildren with us. We were also together with all three of our grandchildren on a couple of occasions over the holiday weekend. The youngest granddaughter just turned 5 months old on July 4th. Matthew 19, verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When I look at my grandchildren, I am first reminded of our four children when they were little, and of all the trust they put in us as parents, and of all the hopes we had for them. Each is now grown, living his and her lives of purpose, and doing very well. Spending this quality time with our grandchildren made it clearer how marvelous the grace of God is and how much their parents love them and care for them and provide positive experiences. It was a joy to see the creativity and the positive energy of our 5-year-old grandson and our 7-year-old granddaughter. They love to imagine, draw, and create worlds in which to express their thoughts and dreams. We created a couple of videos in my home studio on green screen, in which my granddaughter scripted and shared her knowledge of animals and nature. She and her brother worked together, haggled a little bit, but then made two fun videos talking about the attributes of elephants, zebras, cheetahs, and lions. It was actually pretty informative. When a child's mind and heart is nourished and open to Christ, they express the freedom and the creativity of their Creator. This is one of the reasons why Jesus said, "Do not hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Children represent the kingdom of God, which is the source of hope, creativity, and life at its best. However you interact with children, as parents, grandparents, educators, or others, let us all be very intentional on providing the kind of life and environment in which children learn to love the Lord, become full of hope, eager to learn, and their God-given creativity and uniqueness flourish. Let's do right by our children. God bless and be encouraged. Trust you have been enjoying these Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute talks. This is the 25th in that series through the first of this year to today. I'm taking a break in July. And if you've been blessed by these Inspiration Minute talks, let me know. I do trust it's being a blessing to those who have a chance to listen to it and view them as well and read them. So if you're blessed by this, by these Inspiration talks and want to see them continue, let me know. I appreciate the feedback. God bless.